Hello and welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast, the show where we dive deep into the world of online businesses while navigating hot flashes and menopausal brain fog, to name just a few symptoms of being an entrepreneur in your 40s, 50s or beyond. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, and I help coaches and service providers build a blissful online business in their midlife with a clear message and aligned offsuite and marketing strategies rooted in the heart. Today's episode is all about achieving a $5,000 monthly income with your small online business in 2024. This is a revenue goal that a lot of us start out with, and I'm excited to guide you through the essential steps and provide concrete examples to help you turn your dream into reality that are working today. Because let's face it, if I would just share what worked for me back in 2019 and 2020, that probably wouldn't work today for you. A lot of online coaches got great results in those years in the pandemic. That's mainly because everybody spent all day long in front of their computers. But that's not the case anymore, of course. So at the same time, there's a lot more noise, more competition, more other coaches. So how do you stand out today? How do you get started? Let's begin by laying a solid foundation for your online coaching or service-based business. And that's a specific and profitable niche and a clear brand message. So what do I mean by niche, or niche, as some people say? A niche is a segment of your potential customers. So for example, instead of offering all kind of yoga styles, your niche could be prenatal yoga. Here, the style of yoga is your niche, which is a common approach to niching down. Now, if you're struggling with this because you want to do everything or you do everything, you're not alone. One of my students inside the mentorship has a fitness membership, and she actually offers a bunch of different styles in it, from Pilates to yoga to dance to HIIT classes, ballet, I think, everything. So would she have to reduce that all to just one thing, just Pilates, for example? No, because her students love that variety. This is what makes her stand out. So some business coaches will tell her, you need to niche down. But I'm like, no, that's not what's going to make you unique here. What you're doing, it's already working. People love it. And it's her niche. Her niche is that she's offering a fitness membership where you don't get bored, where you get that variety, and it works for her and her students. So I know it's tough sometimes to get clear on your niche, and, you know, sometimes we are just too close to what we do to see it, what makes us really unique. This is where a coach can be really, really helpful. I love working on this with my students to figure out how it all comes together, what makes them unique, and how to package up their expertise. And, you know, like, also good to remember is you can pivot your niche. Like I did this year, I moved my niche from working with yoga teachers to women in their 50s who want to build an online business and feel great about it, right? It's no big deal. You are the boss in your business. You are allowed to change things if they don't work for you anymore. You are making the decisions. And if something doesn't feel right or simply doesn't work, you change it. But you need to take that first step. You need to choose your niche. This is always the foundation for every online business. If you want to learn more about how to choose your niche, I'm linking to a podcast episode I did about niching down in the show notes. So make sure to listen to that. Okay. Next, once your foundation is set, it's time to build your online presence. And I don't mean your logo and website and those things, or not only. I believe it's essential to have a website. I'm not a fan of building your business solely on social media, depending on a platform that you have zero control over. I believe in creating content with longevity, building a content library, for example, with blog posts that's an asset for your business that's going to serve you for years. And I believe in hosting your best content on your website. This is your hub. It's like your shop window where it can get found on Google, where you can invite people to sign up to your list, check out your offers, right? So website is important for all that. And you're going to need it at one point in your business when you're really ready to scale, to grow, to elevate. I help you with all that inside the mentorship. But when you're just getting started, you can start without one. You can pick a social media platform, for example, Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, and start showing up. Establish yourself as a thought leader by sharing great content. Embrace being a creator. If you don't like social media, don't use it to mindlessly scroll for hours. I rarely post anything privately, like maybe once per year, right? I use it as a business tool. It's like a tool in my marketing toolkit. And yes, so I'm very mindful with how much time I spend on social media. I'm not scrolling for hours at night in front of the TV, just like, you know, like watching cat videos. I mean, I enjoy it once in a while. I'm not going to lie. I'm just human. But I'm mindful of that time. But I still use it in my business. And I'm really grateful that we have that, that we have these platforms to reach people with our message. I mean, it's amazing that I work with people from the other side of the world who found me on Pinterest or Instagram. It's great, right? So embrace it for that. Embrace it as a tool in your business. Don't diss social media. You don't have to use it privately. That's very, very different. See it as a tool in your marketing. So let's say you want to focus on Instagram to get started. I don't think it really matters where you start, if it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram. I would say focus on what platform you want to use that brings you joy and that you feel you can stay consistent with for a while. Yes, of course, it would be great if it's also a platform that your ideal client is using, but I actually think you'll find the right people if you're using the platform you like. Right. So even if I, as a business coach in my 50s, would say really enjoy showing up on TikTok, I could build my audience on TikTok. I would find people on TikTok because it's just like there are just so many people, right? It's not like 10 years ago when it wasn't really the full population that's represented on social media, which now it is. So yes, you could say TikTok is a little bit younger, Facebook is a little bit older, but you will find your people, right? If you really enjoy showing up on that platform and make it yours, you will find your people, but focus on one platform. Don't try to be on everywhere. That's not going to work. It's going to just like diffuse your efforts. So you can repurpose what you create and share it on different platforms, but really focus on one. And then you start showing up as if you already had thousands of followers. Start posting, experiment, look at your numbers at least once per month and analyze your results. Use the formats that are working best right now, which on Instagram is Reels and Carousel posts, but that might change again. So you need to look at your numbers and at what other people are doing, but that's just the format. More important than the format is your content. You want to share content that's thoughtful, inspiring, educational, entertaining. Before you post something, always ask yourself if you would enjoy that post, if you would follow that person. And don't be afraid to stand out, to be a bit louder, use some bright colors. That's how you build a strong personal brand. And if you struggle with that, I get it, right? I posted like way too much educational content in the past. And if you just like want to post a Rumi quote or a handstand picture, that's boring. Don't post anything that people could also find on Google, right? Or like the answer to a question that people could Google, that's not what's going to make you stand out. Every single time that I posted something that from my heart, that's maybe a little bit uncomfortable to talk about, something that I felt really passionate about, it really resonated with people. I got so many more likes and comments, and then I felt seen and heard. So it put the joy back into using social media for me. So what helps me with that is getting into a writing habit. I try to write every single day. I have like a little on app for a diary, and I also use the notes app where I simply save ideas. Sometimes when I'm walking or driving, I use the voice audios, record myself, and yeah, just to get into that habit. And then when I sit down and create my social media content for the week ahead, I don't have to start from scratch. I can use like all those little pieces of inspiration that I collected over the last week or weeks to create my social media post. And that's also why for me it doesn't work to have like a fixed plan. On Monday, post this. On Tuesday, you post a quote. On Wednesday, you post like testimonials. On Thursday, you post some how-to content. That doesn't feel aligned to me. And I don't think it's going to resonate with my followers. So that's also why I'm not going to offer that to you. I get it when you're saying, oh, I would just wish I would have a plan like that. But I don't think it's going to work, right? I think what's going to work is really honing your skills as a thought leader, as a writer, and thinking about what's your unique take on things. What can you share that's controversial? What can you share that's going to make you stand out from the crowd of other yoga teachers or health coaches or nutritionists or whatever your niche is? How can you stand out there? How can you serve your followers? How can you make your profile, your feed so amazing that people can't help but wanting to follow you? How can you be the light that they want to follow, right? So that's really, yeah, that's what you need to do to build a strong social media presence, to build a strong personal brand. Okay, and then next, now you're posting, you're showing up. What you also need is something to sell. If you don't sell anything, you don't have a business, you have a hobby. So let's talk about offering some irresistible services. The best way to get started for most of us is offering one-on-one services, like one-on-one coaching or consultations or private yoga sessions. And it's because you can normally sell that at a higher price point than, let's say, an online course. And so when you sell something for $2,000 and you just need to sell one, and you're already nearly halfway at your goal. While when you sell an online course for $200, you have to sell a lot, right? So that's a lot harder. So that's why pretty much everybody, and it's really recommended, starts with one-on-one services. The biggest mistake here is selling just single sessions. So for a few reasons. Number one, it takes the same amount of energy to sell a single one-on-one session for, let's say, $150 than it does to sell a coaching package for $1,500. But you would need to sell 10 single sessions to make the same amount of money, which is a lot harder. And also, when you sell a single session, it's more difficult to sell a specific result. I mean, how much can you achieve in a single session? Not a whole lot. But when you sell a three-month package, you can sell a much deeper transformation. Your clients actually will see bigger results in working with you 3 months, and this is what you sell. So you focus on the results, on the benefits, on the transformation. And then also over time, when you have clients and they're getting results, that's when you get like testimonials, case studies. That's when they might recommend you to others. That's how you create momentum, right? So set up your package. It can be 4 weeks, it can be 3 months, it can be 6 months. It really depends on your niche and topic, so there are no fixed rules here. Think about how long it will take for your clients to get results, to see the transformation. And then sum it up in a Google Doc, like how it works, what's included, what's the outcome. Save it in a PDF, and you have something to share with potential clients. Next, you offer free discovery calls. So you can set that up, for example, with Calendly. I think they still have a free plan. And link to the booking form, for example, in your Instagram bio. Mention it in every single post. Can be like a PS. Mention it every single day in your stories. Save them on your phone. Like it can be just like a short mention. It can be a bigger story. And you really talk about it every single day. One of my mentorship students, she started this, right? She started by offering a free 30-minute consultation to discuss clients' challenges. And during these sessions, she demonstrated her expertise, providing valuable insights and strategies. And by offering a taste of her services for free, she then converted those consultations into paying clients, recognize the value she brought to their life. And that's how you sell your first one-on-one packages. Okay, next, let's talk about pricing. Pricing is a critical aspect of your business strategies. Initially, I and most of my students set our prices way too low, fearing we wouldn't attract clients with higher rates. Can you relate to that? You're not alone with that, right? However, quality comes at a cost. We all know that. And you're in this to make money. You run a business. You want to be able to pay yourself a sustainable income that you can live on. So sometimes people tell me that they don't want to charge a lot of money for their services. They're not interested in creating an online course or a program that they sell for $1,000 or more. They want to be affordable, and that's fine. There are no fixed rules, and you can probably build a business that way too. You do you. But the numbers don't lie. When you only have a small audience, and let's face it, this is where most of us start, you just don't have the numbers to sell enough at a low price point to make it worth it. And I've been there. For the first years in my business, I sold low-priced online courses and created websites for less than $2,000. And I struggled financially. I felt I was working my ass off. I was hustling. I was doing all the things with not a whole lot to show for it. If you feel like you're stuck there at that point, I get it. For me, my business changed when I created my first online program that I sold for over $1,000. I'm not telling you that you should offer a $10,000 package when you're just getting started. That's probably not going to work. You build your way up to that. But you can gradually increase your prices and start attracting clients who appreciate good quality and are willing to pay a premium. It's not about ripping people off. This is not what we're talking about here. It's really about offering more value at a premium price point. People are going to expect more and they're going to get more, right? Let's look at your goal. When you want to make $5,000 per month, that's $60,000 in 12 months. When you sell a package for $1,500, that's 3 months, right? And 2 calls per month, you need to sell 40 packages a year or 3.3 per month. 3.3 packages per month. If you talk about it every single month, if you show up on social media every single day, that seems possible, right? That seems doable. It's also 240 calls per year or 20 calls per month or around 5 calls per week. That's also doable. But of course, there isn't a lot of room to scale, but you're just starting out, so you'll get there. Now, when you sell a $5,000 package, you only need to sell one per month to reach your financial goal, and you can grow much faster. So this is what I would do. Create a one-on-one package, start selling it with 3 calls and in the DMs. Start showing up on one platform as a thought leader and go all in. You're not going to see great results by posting once or twice per week. This is going to take time and energy, 1 or 2 hours per day. How long it will take you to reach $5,000 per month repeatedly is difficult to say. It will be different for everybody. Some will start and make that right away. Some of us will struggle with showing up, with being consistent, or with a niche and messaging before we get it right. And that's okay too. I probably made every mistake possible when it comes to building my business, but it still got me to where I am today. Set yourself goals that are ambitious but still feel possible. So for example, to sell just one package in your first month, then 2, then 3, then 4. And as you start generating income, now you can start scaling your business. Invest in your website and start building your email list. Create a freebie. Diversify your offers. Create a group coaching program and a low ticket offer. Invest in ads to grow and reach a bigger audience and to scale. It can be really simple. Really, it doesn't have to be overwhelming, and you don't need to do all the things that you see others doing. The biggest roadblock for most of us is our mindset. It's the fear of showing up, of being visible, of going live, doing videos, all those things. What helped me is getting really clear on my vision. Always reminding myself, why am I doing this? Reminding me of my goals. I still do that every single day. Every single day, I write down what I'm grateful for and I connect with my goals, with my vision. Okay, so it doesn't have to be perfect, but you need to show up. Don't stay stuck working on your brand and your website or your logo before you've even sold anything in your business. Start showing up, start creating content, start selling your services. This is also how you learn if people are interested in your offers. So stay adaptable and keep refining your strategies as you navigate this crazy journey of entrepreneurship. So thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, share it with your fellow entrepreneurs and don't forget to subscribe. It really makes a difference. Until next time, keep building your blissful biz. Bye for now. Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First or Next $5,000 online bootcamp, and you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereiker.com/bootcamp. That's susannereiker.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings, all of the recordings in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Biz Hive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community. It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you're eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.